This episode of PRB Plus Stories is brought to you by DaySmart Recreation. DaySmart Recreation provides a sophisticated all-in-one software solution that seamlessly centralizes daily operations, streamlining processes such as registrations, scheduling, and member management, all while cultivating community engagement for your parks and recreation organization. Visit us online at daysmart.com/recreation. 4 Midsummer Tips for Pool Season Success. Energized staff, maintenance, and planning are essential for strong operations. By Brian Hill and Sophia Young. Read by Sean Price. With proper preparation, the outdoor pool season will start out strong, but keeping up the momentum month after month can become a challenge. Lifeguard staff may begin to experience burnout. The water chemical balance can change, reducing its effectiveness, and unplanned maintenance issues may arise. Before 4th of July, fireworks signal that it's midsummer. Facility managers must be proactive and mentally prepared. Make plans now to perform a midsummer evaluation on pool operations and be ready to adjust accordingly to end the season on a high note. The following 4 tips will help guide a productive midsummer evaluation that keeps the momentum strong. Tip 1. Make sure lifeguards are energized. The beginning of summer is an exciting time. But by midsummer, lifeguards can lose focus and may feel like leadership is too hands-off. Throughout the season, lifeguards have seen many of the same kids swimming, fueling a sense of complacency. To pass the time, lifeguards may focus more on concerns that have nothing to do with water safety, like their end-of-summer plans or the start of a new school semester. If facility managers notice a decrease in motivation or morale, they must devise ways to re-energize the team. Some ideas to reinvigorate a lifeguard staff include giving mid-season awards, personally checking in with staff, organizing a department get-together, hosting guard games with safety-based competitions, and adding elements of fun into in-service trainings. Ideas for mid-season awards can be as simple as printing a paper certificate or purchasing miniature trophies to recognize achievements like perfect attendance or more humorous superlatives, such as the most sunburned. Checking in with staff via one-on-one meetings can help team members feel empowered and even enable leaders to gain insights they may have overlooked, such as internal conflicts between lifeguards. Prior to the meeting, leaders should brainstorm questions to ask to encourage more thoughtful or informed responses, such as those about goals and aspirations. Give each lifeguard advance notice about a meeting. Then be prepared to listen and show compassion. One-on-ones provide an opportunity for employees to open up about issues that have been bothering them both inside and outside of work. Organizing guard games as part of in-service training is a fun way to keep staff prepared during the long season, and the competition among staff also aids in keeping them engaged. One example of a guard game involves dividing the staff into teams and hosting relays. Each leg of the relay can focus on a specific and relevant skill, such as deep water rescue or spinal rescue. Guard games can also include penalties for teams that do something incorrectly. Also, look for ways to create memorable moments for the staff. Small gatherings, lunch with the boss, or even talent shows can be activities to break up the everyday routine of lifeguarding. A little effort and planning go a long way in keeping a staff energized. However, boosting morale isn't the only way to keep teams invested in their work. It's important to keep lifeguards physically energized as summer days grow hotter. Encourage staff members to stay hydrated in order to minimize fatigue and absences. If the budget allows, leaders can show appreciation for team members with personalized water bottles for use at the guard stand. This not only encourages hydration, but also reinforces each guard's connection to leadership and the greater organization. Tip 2. Check the chlorine quality. By midsummer, it's possible that chlorine levels are no longer effective. This is a good time to check the combined total of chlorine and cyanuric acid, stabilizer, levels. Keep in mind, too, that if patrons start complaining about their eyes hurting or burning from the water, that's a good indicator that the combined chlorine level is to blame. To check the combined total of chlorine, conduct a water test and subtract the total free chlorine from the total chlorine. Total chlorine-free chlorine equals combined chlorine. If the combined chlorine levels measure above zero, this means that the chlorine is not as effective as it could be, and performing superchlorination to reach breakpoint may be necessary. Superchlorination is the process of raising the chlorine level of the pool to 10 times the combined chlorine reading. When breakpoint is reached, the combined chlorine, called chloramine, breaks down and frees up the chlorine. It is important to hit the 10 times goal of free chlorine, or the process will not work, and the added chemical will be wasted. Superchlorination should only be conducted when the pool is closed to the public. It's also crucial to bring the chlorine and peat back to safe operating levels before allowing anyone back in the water. In addition, with the change in midsummer heat, applicable outdoor pools should remember to check the cyanuric acid levels. Cyanuric acid forms loose bonds with the chlorine in the water and keeps the sun's ultraviolet rays from breaking it down. It is necessary to keep the cyanuric level balanced, or it will not be effective. Always check local health department requirements. The average acceptable range is between 20 and 40 ppm. Too much cyanuric acid reduces the effectiveness of the chlorine and can even damage pool equipment. Lastly, facility managers must maintain a free chlorine residual of 2 ppm when using cyanuric acid. There are many considerations, but if executed correctly and in a timely manner, the pool will continue to be safe for visitors and guards. Tip 3. Start listing maintenance needs for next year. Midsummer is a great time to look ahead at next year's maintenance needs. If pumps are malfunctioning or bearings show signs of breaking down, document these concerns. Otherwise, they may be forgotten until it's too late. Addressing these maintenance needs early or scheduling them to be addressed during the off-season will improve the lifespan of the facility and equipment. Proactive maintenance also makes for a smoother start next season. Facility managers will thank themselves later. To aid the process, create maintenance plans that inventory all of the pool's equipment. Include information on its condition, where it was obtained, and the costs when purchased. This will keep managers ahead of maintenance issues and also help with annual budgeting and long-range planning. Tip 4. Set calendar reminders. As aquatic managers gear up for the pool season, they should set reminders for the completion of midsummer tasks. It's helpful to make notes. For example, one manager might set a reminder to resume one-on-one meetings with staff immediately following the 4th of July weekend, with a note on how to schedule the meetings and a list of questions to ask. Leaders can set additional reminders for potential opportunities to give out awards, schedule a get-together, or host guard games. This same approach can work to schedule a water test to check chlorine levels. It is most helpful to put a proactive plan in place for the strategies that will enable a successful pool season. In the best-case scenario, the summer will run smoothly and not every reminder will be relevant. However, if issues arise mid-summer, leaders will be prepared for whatever happens instead of frantically planning fixes at the last minute. Bonus tip: leaders should rely on their network if they're experiencing issues. Calling up an old or new connection or reaching out to nearby communities is a great way to gain insights. Chances are that if one leader is experiencing a problem with their pool, like a slow leak or a patron-related concern, someone else has experienced it too. A well-run pool becomes an exciting place for the community to visit and for seasonal employees to return to the next year. By keeping these midsummer tips in mind and being proactive about the facility's needs, aquatic managers can successfully serve community, staff, and pool patrons season after season.